previously on the Phil Hendry Show.
Here's Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
She's putting her 8-year-old child's life in danger. And as a teacher assistant, she should know the child is not developed yet to be driving.
Well,
his coordination is off, and also his mentality. And also, you're depriving your child of an education, because when he goes to school, the only thing that's on his mind is driving you around.
No, he has, first of all, I understand what you're saying. As a teacher's assistant, I recognize that the child, but with proper training, he can operate a motor vehicle. I am not putting him in a dangerous situation out on a freeway.
You are also a child abuser. You're putting him on.
I'm a child abuser. You have to watch your mouth.
You are putting
Watch your mouth, because I am not a child abuser.
You're painting a mustache on him.
How is that child?
Up as an adult. You are abusing the child.
How do I abuse the child?
The way that you describe, the way you dress him up to resemble an adult. That's child abuse.
Otherwise,
and
the police officer.
And I think you know that.
No,
and you are also
operating
out of the subconscious.
I would tell you right
now. Conscious.
I would tell you right now. I'm a teacher. I don't know what you
do. I'm also a teacher.
You sit around. You're a teacher.
I'm
where?
Also a teacher.
Where do you teach?
It doesn't matter where I teach.
I don't believe you, because you don't sound very educated to me.
But,
I don't think that you have an understanding. I don't think you have
you
an understanding.
You don't either. You have no education.
I have
and
no
you're
education.
Not a Christian, and you're a child abuser.
I will tell you that I took my degree from a teacher's college in Johnson City, Texas.
It doesn't mean anything. Just because you have a degree doesn't make you educated. And also, you don't have common sense.
For you to say that I'm a child abuser, I think oversteps what the meaning of that term is.
Think about it. I know what a child abuser is.
I think, sister, you need to understand what child abuse is.
And dressing
all right, well, let me jump in, ladies, if I could. By child abuse, she's dressing him up in an adult.
I am trying to avoid the police.
She is having him doing things that an adult should be doing, and that is child abuse.
That is wrong, Mr.
That
Henry.
Is child abuse.
Not,
I would
well,
not take a
just,
child
just the mere
and
fact
dress
of,
up as an adult to do my work.
The
and
mere
no law will honor what you want. No law in the land will honor what you want.
I will tell you that in some states in the nation, they have driver's licenses for children that are 12 or 13 years of age, because they work on farming community. They work in rural areas.
In rural areas, but you are not living in a rural area.
I have the need.
You are not living in a rural area. In rural areas, that's still wrong.
That is still
you
wrong.
You are not living
that
in
a rural
area. That
is still wrong in a rural area.
You
for
know
a child
what
to go out and work
is,
on a farm.
You could drive your own car. You don't want to.
No, ma'am. I would.
You
but
can
I have
drive
how
your
many,
own car.
How many DUIs have you had?
I've had 3.
Oh, you're also an alcoholic. That's why you're not driving. And now you want to take your nephew and make him drive.
I do not deny that.
And that's not child abuse.
I have not had a good relationship with a father.
I
do not deny that. But I am saying that there's nothing wrong with painting a mustache on a child and giving him a white-out cigar. He does not.
As a teacher, assistant, you know that's child abuse.
He does not smoke the cigar.
It does not matter. It is still child abuse. And they're only made. If you have him doing one adult thing, he would start doing other adult things.
I think that is twisted thinking.
It
is
not twisted
thinking. Absolutely twisted thinking.
If I had been 8 years old and my father allowed me to drive his car, I would have thought I was grown.
You know,
okay.
I think it is presumptuous.
And I would have gone
in
and asked my parents for a cigarette. And
I think
beer.
That is very presumptuous of you to know what you would be doing when you're 8 years old. I don't know how old you are now, but you don't sound like you're very young. So I don't think you can remember.
At
I don't
all.
Think you can
That's
remember.
True. I can remember when I was 8 years old. I had a beautiful childhood. I
love
can recall
my
childhood.
First of all, you have to understand. I love this child very, very much.
I was not driving.
I would not hurt
old.
This child at all.
And none of my school friends was driving at 8 years old.
You
have no love for that child. You are a child abuser.
The
child is only an object to you.
The child, I love that child very much.
No, you do not.
And that child takes me down to the lucky supermarket.
You have no love, no self-esteem, a respect for your own self.
I have total respect for myself. I have DUIs. I do not deny that I have had DUIs. But when I put my nephew in a pork pie hat,
have you gone into an alcohol program?
That's
a
good.
Have you gone into an alcohol program?
That's a good question. Have you, Clara?
I have, I have seen the brochure for Alcoholics Anonymous.
You have not gone into an alcohol program. You enjoy being an alcoholic. You
alcoholic.
Like being an alcoholic, and you're doing things.
Are you
that
drinking? Let
does.
Me ask the question. Let me ask the question, Clara. Are you drinking currently?
I have a Budweiser Tall Boy. At the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, it is.
There is nothing wrong
you're
with a Budweiser. There is nothing wrong with
no
a Budweiser Tallboy.
You need no liquor whatsoever.
Are you telling me a Budweiser Tallboy?
That.
A Budweiser Tallboy. There is nothing wrong with that at
that
all.
That is still liquor.
That is a Budweiser Tallboy.
All you need is orange juice, really.
Ooh, listen to
and
you.
Some cold water
juice.
Pour it
you
on your head
have yourself
so
a good time on,
stupid.
You go out and have yourself a good time on orange juice and cold water. Is that what you're saying
to me? I want cold water poured on your head.
I don't need any. Sister, I would
tell
you I love that child.
I want to pour cold water on your head and wake you up.
I love that child so very much. I love that child very much.
You don't love that child.
And because
well, I find it bizarre. I won't go so far as to say it's child abuse. I find it bizarre that you paint a mustache on him and put a pork pie hat on his head.
I need for the child to pass as an adult with law enforcement.
That's child abuse,
that
still.
Not
she's
child
doing
abuse.
That.
Well, but, well, I don't know how you say it's child abuse.
You have children. You know,
I would never do this.
Do
I would never. I would never do this with a child.
I don't know that dressing
the child up with a hat and a mustache though is what's abusive is making the child drive the car.
That's true. Right now,
that's
both
true.
Of you.
Very true.
I think you're both in very dangerous.
And also, he's in the car
he
with
loves it. He loves it very much. He
he's
loves
in
to drive the car.
He's an 8-year-old child driving a car with his aunt, who's an alcoholic.
I would. You know something? You're stuck on that word, aren't you?
I
would
am,
tell you.
Really?
I would tell you right now.
That's
that
your whole problem.
He loves to drive that car. That child loves that car.
You
he loves driving
denial.
That car. He loves to go see his grandpa in that car. Sometimes he take it out on weekend or whatever. There is nothing wrong.
Wait a minute. Is the kid driving the car with you in it?
Yes.
And sometimes with you not in it?
He loves to, no, not with me not in. I'm always with the child. But he loves to drive me to go get my tall boy.
You're an alcoholic aunt always with your nephew whom you are abusing.
No, he loves. You are very rude. You are very rude and you are very twisted. I do
not
think you have any education at all. I do not think you have any education at all. And he loves to drive me to get my tall boy.
I have an education.
Sister, what education do you have? You don't mind me asking.
I'm a teacher. I have a degree in elementary education.
I do not believe you. I think you are a liar.
I don't care.
I think you are a liar.
I believe you. I believe every word you're saying because you,
you
sound
you
like the kind of person who would do what you're doing.
Because you believe the worst in people. I am trying to tell you the best is for me to get to my school.
But you are on
the
radio giving us your worst. You are giving millions of listeners your worst. The worst side of
what
you.
Are the things?
And
what are the?
Anybody who's listening will agree with me.
I want to ask a question. You're giving him cigars.
He's not lighting these cigars.
No, I know he's not lighting the cigars, but you're putting a hat on him. Are you doing anything else?
He will be lighting them. Just keep on giving him
will
those
not.
Cigars.
I give him a little
he will
flask.
Be lighting them.
I give him a flask, and sometimes he takes a sip. But there's nothing in the flask but Hawaiian Punch. He loves the Hawaiian Punch.
It's in a flask.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it because
and
you want to believe.
And he's also smoking.
You a liar. You
he's
are slander.
Also
you are slander.
You are giving that child a sip of beer. I've seen it done. And he's
you've
also
seen it done
smoking.
Maybe in your trashy neighborhood. It's not done in my neighborhood.
I don't
right?
live
I don't
in a trashy neighborhood.
Trash neighborhood.
I beg your pardon.
I tell you, you did see that done
and
in your neighborhood. That is not done in my neighborhood.
No, it has,
right, I do not give that child.
Wait
a second. You're giving him Hawaiian Punch out of a flask. I mean, that's. See, he'll imprint that flask. That flask is for alcohol.
She's putting alcohol in there, Phil. Don't let her. Don't let her leave
you something?
On.
I have listened to this ignorant trash for as long
I have
as
also
I wish,
done the same thing.
And I will no longer wish to speak to this ignorant
your
trash.
Day, by the way,
you are trash.
How is your day, Melanie?
And you are trash. All right. I hope you understand.
She's hung up. Flashback. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, and we've got about $118,000 toward our fundraiser for my friend's place. The best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD, Communism is Neat, 118 G's, and we're looking to make about 100, and, I don't know, we're looking to sell it out, maybe about $170,000 this year, if possible. We'll see. We've got a long way to go. Thank you very much. Go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and buy it. And check out all the other things that are happening on The Phil Henry Show. This is the thing you've dialed in here this afternoon. Our website pretty much keeps you up to date on all of it. And you can get updates on a variety of the different guests that we have on the program, things that we're doing, various affiliates that we have around the country. I'm not one to do that affiliate listing thing. You know, a lot of guys say, and welcome, Spartanburg, South Carolina. We don't really do that, but I would like to say, welcome to Spartanburg, South Carolina. No, we're not even on there, are we? But we are on currently brand new affiliates in Chicago. We've got a new time in Portland. We've got some good, strong, hearty affiliates out there, people that believe in this program, people that support the good work that we do for Jesus, people who support our mission work, the work that we're doing with pagan babies and, you know, over there, and it's stuff like that. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Don't you remember the pagan baby boxes? I can't believe you were raised Catholic, Schaefer. You don't remember the pagan babies. How many of you guys out there are raised Catholic and you remember the box for the pagan baby? You ain't Catholic, are you, Taylor? Okay. What we had were boxes when we came into the class, pagan baby. And it would have a picture of Jesus, and it was he was in that pose where he's just like, hi. Or, you know, he had the hands out and the cross, or whatever it was, the heart. And then there'd be little babies. Or I wouldn't say babies, but little kids that were kind of around him. Dressed in various, generally not dressed too good. I mean, kind of ragged out and not looking too good because they were poor. And the thing would be to put your money in that little box. Put some milk money, put some pennies in there to save the pagan babies. And I said that the other day to somebody, I don't know, it was, like Melissa, our resident sick mind here, Melissa Morgan, who grew up like just hardcore Baptist in Kentucky. She laughed her ass. She hasn't stopped laughing. Just the term pagan baby. She's been laughing for 4 days now. She just went out to get herself some Jack in the Box. She's still laughing. I said, what are you laughing at? She says, pagan baby? What is that? Is that the name of a new arena football team? What is it, pagan baby? I said, that's what it was, and we got to give the money. And it was mission stuff is what it was. They go out and they save the pagan babies. So if you don't want to buy our CD, if you don't want to give to my friend's place, if you just think generally and in all manners relative to the Phil Hendry Show, you'd rather not, just think of it as a donation to a pagan baby. We're giving to the pagan babies this year. Just buy one of our CDs. You'll see that we're not really. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Hi, this is the Phil Hendry Show. Beautiful day here in California. It's about 90 degrees. Guy called up. I said, when are you digging the pool? He says, Friday or Saturday, Mr. Hendry. Friday or Saturday. We should be out to your home. We'll give you a call, Mr. Hendry. Give you the particulars on that. We need access to the property. I said, you've had access to my property. There's nothing, anybody could have access to my property. I saw a guy walking through my backyard the other day. He was like doing the laundry for the guy next door or something. I see milk cartons laying all over the place. I see Dr. Pepper cans. Somebody's got access to my property. So the big day is either tomorrow or Saturday. You guys want to come over and watch him dig the hole in the ground? And then you can watch me drinking? The whole thing, like I said, the cycle will relive itself. So we got this stuff that's going on. How do I put this delicately? We have some things, you see, I don't go out of my way to bash religion. It's not interesting to me. I find it, quite frankly, heavy-handed. I don't think it's amusing. Guy's got a perfect right to worship any way he wants to. Am I a hardcore religious Christian right-wing kind of a guy? No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I don't talk about it, but I suppose I fall into the liberal Democrat camp if you want to start putting labels on things, if you're that kind of boring individual that stuff means something to you. So, but, you know, it's just, give me a break. I list the guys beating up on, for instance, Christianity, and all the bad things. Oh, I guess it's done bad stuff. Whatever. Hey, you want to know something? Welcome to the world, Charlie. Well, the Christians, man, and the cat. Yeah, did they do bad things? Did they hurt the Jews? Well, guess what? Welcome to the planet Earth. Because everybody's got a skeleton. Everybody's got an axe to grind. Everybody's got a hard-on for something. That's the national pastime. So it's very difficult for me to launch into this next little bit of information. But we got a kind of an important meeting coming up. And I won't say where. But let me just say this. Our eldest kid. All the kids go to Catholic school. My wife's Catholic. I was raised Catholic. At some point in my life, I don't know when, I just stopped going. I started hanging around with Craig Taylor. That was the beginning of the end for me. That's when my soul really started to blacken. When I started hanging around with this Lutheran piece of garbage. No, I'm kidding. What is it, Baptist? This Baptist piece. I'm just kidding. When you're raised Catholic, you refer to them as Protestants. Those of you who don't know, you're like a Baptist, you're a Protestant. See, there's a problem between Protestants and Catholics. And, well, take a look at Northern Ireland if you want a little bit of the, you want just a little flavor of it. If you want to smell the burning rubber of that one. If you want to get a nice whiff of the Molotov cocktail of that one, take a look at Northern Ireland. A little bit of a problem going on between the Protestants and the Catholics. But we decided, my wife and I decided, that the kid, because in our neighborhood, they're building a brand spanking new high school that's a Christian high school. It's run by Christians. It ain't run by Catholics. I said, well, what's the difference, really? Because my wife, it's her decision. You want the kids to be raised that way, you know, as Catholics, Christians. She seems to think, well, as long as it's got something to do with Jesus, it's all right with her. Plus, it's very well respected. They've got a lot of wonderful people. They've got a great faculty. They have a tremendous facility. And it's about 5 minutes away from our house. Now, it ain't good enough for the school the kid's going to right now. They want him to go to a Catholic high school. Well, you better watch out for these sons of bitches, these Christians. I thought you were a Christian. Well, it's a different kind. Different kind? Well, you know, they're going to start trying to convert you. Convert me to what? To believing in Jesus? I thought you did too. Well, it's a different kind of Jesus. We believe in a guy that's still hanging on that cross and bleeding to death, all right? They believe in some asshole that already rose from the dead and went to heaven. So anyway, I said, well, I got a big news flash for you. We're not sending the kid into the valley to one of the, and I hate to say this, but the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, the Catholic Archdiocese of Los Angeles, got some great schools. I was raised in the Catholic system in L.A. I went to a Catholic high school in Pasadena. I went to a Catholic elementary school in Arcadia. I got a great education. I know it doesn't show, but believe me, you ought to hang around with me. It really does. There are days when it's good. However, and I hate to break the news, they got some high schools out in the valley that are crap cans, that have not been kept up to snuff, that are not up to par, that are substandard schools, that are worse than some of the public schools out there. Catholic high schools, private high schools. They got all that archdiocese money, and I've talked to parents who've got kids going out there. They think they're garbage pits. The facility is substandard, the education is substandard, and for that, I got to drive my kid 30 minutes to school every morning, 30 minutes back. That's an hour a day out of my life to take him to a school that sucks. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I'm going to send a kid to a school in our neighborhood. A new one, good one. Oh, excuse me, it ain't Catholic. Well, that's the way it breaks. Well, right now, we got a little bit of a problem going on here. Because we got a call from the guy who runs the grade school the kids go to. He says, well, you know, we don't think it's a good idea. And all of a sudden, there's some stuff going on. There's some butting of heads. And there's just, you know, like I said, how do I put it delicately? I don't know if there is a way. Maybe I ought to just keep my big mouth shut. But there's some, as Eddie Murphy says in the wonderful movie Bowfinger, there's some covert crap going on around here. There's some of this covert stuff happening where the kid might not be getting some fair treatment. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know? The kid's getting, I think he's getting a shaft, if you want my honest opinion. So I got a meeting. I got to go over there tomorrow and we're going to raise living hell. We're going to raise living hell on earth. At least that's what I think we're going to do. My wife doesn't know that yet. Now, she's going to tell me to shut up. I won't say a word. Why am I even going over there? I ought to be in bed sleeping, man. I got to meet with a sponsor tomorrow morning. I got money to make. I got a career to protect. I can't be sitting there worrying about some kid's education. Especially some kid that's living with me. Are you out of your mind? So anyway, the essential message that I want to send is this. I'm not here to beat up on anybody's religion. I ain't here to tell anybody they're doing a bad job. I'm saying don't screw around with me and mine. What the hell are you trying to do? We made a decision. The kid's going to go to this high school. What, are you going to use that kid now to make your point? Just back off, grow up, and be the adult that you want these kids to become. He's going to go to this school. He ain't going to go to a Catholic high school. I'd love it if he did. His mother would be very happy. But unfortunately, the Catholic high schools out in the San Fernando Valley, they don't come too highly recommended anymore. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it. I know you're an alumnus of Notre Dame High School out there in Sherman Oaks, Mike, but I hear the place is a dump. I'm kidding. It's not that one. It's the other one. And you guys who don't live in L.A., you don't have to worry about it. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Notre Dame High School, Sherman Oaks, California. Great school, okay, Schaefer? Phil Hendry Show here. Well, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? Am I supposed to not? In any event, ain't no big thing. Ain't no big thing. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. But it's a big topic of conversation around our dinner table, around our trough. You see, some things never change, man. Some stuff never, ever changes. I'm a kid. I'm growing up. My old man, he hated the parish that we lived in. He didn't like the church people. My father was, you know, he was a real, my old man had big problems, okay? He was a rigid guy. He didn't, you couldn't tell him anything. But one of the things he'd hold forth about at the dinner table at night, when he wasn't talking about World War II and all of the Germans that he shot, was how really messed up Catholicism was, and I didn't want to go back down to that church anymore, and he didn't like any of those people, and they're a bunch of phony balonies, and he thought that they all sucked, and, you know, went on and on like that. Well, it probably had a little bit to do with the fact that after that, I didn't go to much to church myself. But I was willing to give a guy an even break. I did, so when I finally married Maria, I started going back to Mass. Not that I'm a practicing Catholic. I'm what you call a Jack Catholic, which means I ain't really going to church anymore, except as, you know, like I'm a photojournalist for National Geographic. In other words, I walk in there like I'm taking pictures of gorillas on a mountainside. I ain't going in there looking for any salvation. I think I'm past that, or maybe I'm not. But in any event, that's what I do. But lately, I've been getting a noseful of the very reasons why he would sit there at that dinner table and talk about why he didn't like those people down there, because they're acting the same way again. Look, people, you're supposed to be educating kids, getting them ready for life, and giving them, I guess, whatever you want to call a Catholic education, whatever that's supposed to mean. It doesn't mean that you've got your little fiefdom. What is this thing with everybody's power base? I'm happy I do what I do for a living. Because I don't think that I'm going to influence anybody. I'm just here, holding on for dear life like everybody else in this business. But I'm not sitting here holding up some guy's application for a visa. I ain't sitting here holding up your ability to buy yourself a 33-cent breast cancer stamp. I'm not sitting here, paying and making sure that you don't get your parking tickets paid or whatever. I'm just sitting there running my big fat gas bag of a mouth for 3 hours a day. But these cats have got their little power base, you know, the people you go in and say, is this where, am I at the right window at the DMV? Or these people who, you're talking to on the phone and, oh, well, you want to make a ticket reservation. Everybody's got a little base of power. It makes them feel good. It helps them screw up somebody else's day besides their own. It's human nature. Well, enter the educational system, the private educational system of America, because, you see, if your kid doesn't toe the line here at our private Catholic school, he can get his ass out and go to a public school. Well, you want to know something? Some of them public schools are looking pretty good. I got a big news flash for those of you who think private education's the way to go. Big news flash. Some of that private education ain't too good. Some of it's been, you know, rested on its laurels for a little too long. Some of it's been, it's Catholic, so it's got to be good. When you say the word Catholic, you know it's good. Ding, ding. You know, them nuns don't take no crap. Them nuns don't take no crap. Catholic education. Call 1-800-ASS. So, well, I hate to break the news. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings. It ain't that good anymore. I'm going to put my kid in another different kind of school. What do you think of them apples, huh? Oh, you mean it bothers you? Well, I'm terribly sorry about that. You know, you start screwing around with my kid now? He ain't going to go to a Catholic high school. Got it? It's not going to happen. Why? Well, first of all, you guys want me to drive, what is it, like 25 miles to take him to school? Why don't you put a Catholic high school out where I live, all right? I realize they live out in the sticks, out in the boonies. There's only about only a couple of 100,000 freaking people within 5 miles of me. Maybe that's just not enough. And while you're on the subject, once you build that school, staff it with some competent teachers. Pay them. Update the facilities. And otherwise, modernize the effort so that we can, you know, really believe we're sending the kid to a great school and not just call it a Catholic high school because it happens to be a Catholic high school. That means it's good. Uh-uh. It ain't. So anyway, we got this come to Jesus, if you'll pardon the expression, meeting tomorrow. That ought to be great. And then, of course, I got the pool going in either Friday or Saturday. So it's going to be just marvy. Oh, man, I'm getting an extra big bottle of Johnny Walker Red for that one. I'm going to sit out there. I'm sitting in the. I'm going to relive my old man's life. I said, you know, everything's come full circle. I ain't going to be in the kitchen. I'm going to be sitting on a mound of dirt out back as they're digging it with the bottle. And I look like Baby Huey doing it, too. Just put on a big fat diaper, sucking straight out of a bottle, sitting on a mound of dirt in my backyard. Anyway, the guy told me they were coming on Friday or Saturday. I called him up. I said, so what's the word?
Let me call you back, Mr. Henry.
Call me back.
Yeah, the word is either Friday or Saturday.
I said, so what do we got to do? I mean, do we have to
Well, he'll call you and give you all the information. We'll be driving a Bobcat down your brand new driveway, probably rip hell out of that. So you'll need a new driveway when we're all done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Then we'll probably take a big piece of a big chunk out of the side of your house. We're scraping that Bobcat down the side of your house. Then we'll come out back and rip the hell out of your sprinkler system. It's great.
See, people, have you ever done any remodeling or any crap like that? What am I asking you for? You just moved into an apartment, right? You were living in your dad's garage before you got married. Have you ever done any remodeling? I got Schaefer in there. He's in there. He's in an apartment. The remodeling that he did is what did you do? You replaced the light bulb in the bathroom? Anyway, but your parents have. What you do is halfway through it, you want to buy a gun and shoot yourself or the contractor, either one. I hear it's great. I hear it's a lot of fun. Halfway through, you look at your house or what part of the house you're remodeling, and it looks like the Bronx or maybe a part of Dresden right after the firebombing, and you're, this is great! And you go downstairs, you get that Glock 9mm, and you're, honey, it can't be understood with a barrel in your mouth. And you don't know when it's going to end. You don't know when the living hell will end. You don't know if it'll ever end. Because now you're looking at your house. It used to be a house. Now it looks like a homeless shelter or something. It looks like, you know, like an airplane hangar. And and the guy's saying, you're at the mercy of some cat who says to you next week or last week or my subcontractor didn't make it or some crap like that. See, this house we bought is brand new. I'm talking to a guy who says the plumbing in it is the most messed up thing he's ever seen. This is a brand spanking new house I bought. He says the plumbing's all wrong. You know, they used the wrong. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. They didn't do something else. Of course, it's generally being told that by a guy who wants to do all that stuff. I can fix it for you. It'll cost, but I can fix it. Let's see. Friday or Saturday, which means I think this thing ought to be done in about 2 years. Because there's I used to build swimming pools. I was a rod buster. When I was 19 years old, I was down in Orlando, Florida, when they had just built Disney World. And the city of Orlando, such as it is, it's a nice place. I'm just kidding. It's pretty nice. It was, back then it wasn't nothing. So now it's great. I mean, now they got a couple of bars. Back then they had an ABC liquor lounge. You go in 49-cent drinks. Craig's eyes just brightened up at that one. So we would build swimming pools, and my job was to go down into the hole after they dug the hole and start putting the rebar in, which is the steel that you reinforce the concrete, the gunite. And I was a part of this pool company, so I had to go down and steal it. I had to reinforce it. Then I had to put the plumbing in, so I know how we build pools. It ain't too good. I know how a pool's built, man, and you don't want me building it. Because I'll be perfectly honest with you right now. I'm stealing a swimming pool, doing the plumbing, and smoking big fat joints because nobody was home, man. The house wasn't even built. You knock for lunch, you'd blast up, and you go back down there. You should have seen the steel job I did on some of these pools. Anybody living down there with their pool coming up out of the ground? Likely, I steal the thing. I steal it. I don't mean I stole it. I steal it. And then you're pouring the cement, and you're finishing the cement, and you never finish cement without a case of beer. You had to drink a case of beer. So you people in Orlando, 1973, thereabouts, we were pouring your cement and stealing your pools, drunk and stoned. And guess what? They still are. So you steal it, then you gunite the shell. So now you have the cemented shell. Then you lay in a white coat or an enamel. Then you tile it, and you're doing your plumbing, and you're doing your electrical. And boom, you got yourself a swimming pool, if it's up to permit, and then necessarily doesn't have to be, depending upon who's inspecting it. You can always, a couple of dollars goes a long way these days. Then you pour the deck, and you sit down, and you smoke another joint, and you go swimming. And that's how you build a swimming pool. And it only takes 8 years. Because if you get a little rain, It's Phil Hendry's show. That's how to build a pool. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. So now all of a sudden Schaefer comes in here and starts telling me about all the cool stuff that his high school has been building since he left. Notre Dame's getting a big multimedia wing. Good for them. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about that other school. I don't know whether it's any good or not. I've been hearing it sucks. All I'm telling you is the kid's got to go to some place where somebody's going to... He's got to go somewhere. I don't want to drive him 30 miles. I'm hoping it's a good education. But then again, what do I know? What do I care? I'm a stepdad. I should not care as much as I do. Do you understand? Somebody else's problem. Now, anyway, reading here from yesterday, I got rudely interrupted. The Healthy Living Catalog, Hair is Natural Grow, promotes hair growth, more and thicker hair, without harsh chemicals or costly implants. Recent scientific data shows that poor circulation in the scalp area is a major cause of bald and thinning hair. The natural amino acid larginine has been clinically proven to increase circulation and encourage new hair growth and thicker hair. Now, I saw that ad for hair growth and the amino acid larginine. Does that ring a bell with you? All right. I'll tell you why it rings a bell with you, Mike, because Mike was reading this thing with me. It's because earlier when we were going through this, I also saw larginine as being an ingredient with natural arousal. That ends the worry about erection. This gel contains the natural amino acid larginine to increase circulation and restore normal erectile function. Well, guess what? It also grows hair. Not only that, you got me to believe larginine. I get it. Okay, thank you. They figure that some dumbass out there is reading this. Hell, it's got larginine. Larginine. Oh, well, hell, I got to get it. It's got an amino acid that makes it large. It's L-A-R-G-I-N-I-N-E. Now, somebody's bound to call and say, no, I'm a doctor, and that really is an essential amino acid, a neurotransmitter. So help me God, Phil. I wouldn't lie to you. Here's a call right now. What do you want to bet? Well, I'm sorry, man. I don't think that life works that way. I don't think there's larginine that you put into a cream to make you get erect and makes it larger. And by the way, it grows hair, too. All right, then they got this other stuff, Grow Bust. You can add inches to your bust safely and naturally without surgery or harmful drugs. Hormone balancing is the first step to a fuller, firmer, more beautiful bust line. The all-natural formula contains, guess what? Larginine. This is almost criminal in a lot of ways, because I'm the first guy to say, well, you get what you pay for. You should be smarter, et cetera, et cetera. That's why I've always been a very big fan of the guys on TV, the Christian proselytizing Christian evangelist guys that are always ripping the money off, because I love those guys. I mean, they're con men, and they're shuck and jive artists. They're beautiful. And any old lady that sends them their life savings, I mean, she deserves what she gets, right? But come on. You're promising people bust growth, larginine, penis, larginine, and hair. Get that larginine. I'm going to tell you, if that stuff worked, I'll get 80 gallons of it tomorrow, and I'll bathe in it. I'll fill that damn pool with it. What happens if I dive into a pool full of larginine? Craig wants to know, if you rub that stuff on your penis, would it grow hair at the same time? Okay, Craig. No more stains when you use this full-size adult protector. Full-size protection for $7.99. This is an adult bib. Look at this thing. It goes from your neck all the way down to your crotch. It's a bib. This guy that's wearing it, the model in the photograph, he looks like he's in a home for adults who, you know, they're going to get there someday, but things have happened, you know. There's been aluminum, there's mercury in their diet, love canal, whatever. The guy's living in a home with a bib. It looks like that thing that the dentist puts on you before x-rays. You go and you sit down and have a meal with this. You imagine going to somebody's home. Excuse me for just a minute. I want to get my... Oh, okay. He puts on his full-size protector. No more stains when you use this full-size adult protector made of stain-resistant vinyl. Spills just wipe away. Easy to use. Velcro closure. Yada, 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 yada. Do you tuck a napkin in up here around your neck? Do you do that, Craig? I was with a guy one day, and we were eating over here. I don't know where the hell it was, but he had on a suit and a tie. He's looking real sharp. He could put the damn thing in there. He put the bib in there because these cats are wearing $300, $400 ties, silk ties. He didn't want to get no soup on his tie. So, I mean, he looked like an idiot, but I understood it. I'm going to send this guy this for Christmas, or is it Passover? I forget. But anyway, he's going to get himself one of these vinyl protectors that he can walk into a restaurant with, put it on, and he looks like baby freaking Huey. Okay, so then we move along here from our Healthy Living catalog. There were some other things here. Breast firming cream. There's another thing with this Larginine thing. Guys, are, as I said on the show before, a few weeks back, people say, how is it you do the kind of show that you do, Phil, and how is it that people continue to buy it? I said, breast firming cream is the answer. You want to know why people are buying what I do? You want to know how it is that Phil Henry does the kind of radio show that he does? Breast firming cream. It's still selling. I'll give you two words on why it is people are still buying my act. Larginine. Our breast firming cream is a formulation of ingredients that work naturally with the supportive tissue to combat weak muscles, which cause sagging and loss of firmness. You'll be amazed at the difference. Continued use will counteract sagging and help maintain a fuller bust line. You'll look and feel great. 2 ounces, $9.99. There you go. And then finally, Cheat to Eat. They got a picture of a woman shoving a hot dog with that zigzag mustard on it. Now you can eat what you want and still lose weight. This unique tablet helps block fat and sugar. Take before eating sweets or fatty foods such as ice cream, pizza, hot dogs, or a handful of lard. Each tablet absorbs up to 12 grams of fat and 50% of the sugar. Safe even for diabetics with physician's approval. All natural supplement is safe and effective. Yet safe for diabetics with a physician's approval. Only problem is, ain't no physician ever approved it yet. It's with a physician's approval, it'll be safe. Yeah, well, when's that going to happen? Couple of, I don't know, 100 years, you know, I'll be dead, but all natural supplement is safe and effective, not for pregnant or lactating women or for those with shellfish allergies. 60 tablets. Boy, there's one thing I ain't got. You get that shellfish allergy yet? I sure would like to work on that. Anything, man. I'd like to be allergic to anything. Make me allergic to rice, bread. Make me allergic to broccoli. Just make me allergic to something. So far, there ain't a food I've eaten. And look at her. The picture of the woman here in the ad for this Cheat and Eat, she has got a hot... I've never known a woman to load a hot dog up like this. She's got the zigzag mustard with the relish, the onions, and she's shoving it in her mouth with two hands. Two hands. No woman eats like that. No woman eats like that. She's enjoying it a bit too much. Phil Henry Show.